Simon O'Donnell's been good enough to join me, former Australian cricketer, former Victorian captain and SEN cricket and racing commentator. Great to have you back, Simon. How'd your spring end up? It's not quite over, but how have you gone this spring?
I think I was a touch ahead on the ledger, albeit not something that I'll, you know, I'm sort of looking up holiday destinations, thinking I might duck off for a couple of weeks. But it's nice not thinking how I'm going to repay what I've lost during the spring. So it's a nice way to end it, I think.
Well, you've got a big pay summer coming with your involvement in the SEN coverage of the cricket. Can't wait for it to all unfold. You'll be bringing a lot of it to us. Will you be calling Tim Payne in the opening test, do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure, Dwayne. I suppose, you know, outside of all, you know, the salacious appeal to many of what's gone on, I'm very interested in the reaction from the present Cricket Australia board and their comments on the Cricket Australia board of 3 or 4 years ago of 2018. I'm not sure if he can play because, you know, how harshly they've come out on what they would have done or how they would have dealt with this scandal 3 or 4 years ago, I'm not sure whether he can play under that ruling and what they've said they would have done 3 or 4 years ago.
So it's a big decision they've got. Now, he might not get picked because he might have a lack of match fitness, but he's playing at the moment and we're told he's looking okay. So it might come down to the ethical decision that they make. And it's going to be, I'm with you, Simon, it's going to be a big explanation coming whether they do or don't pick him. They've got to come out with a statement justifying if they do and justifying if they don't.
Yeah, and I think they really painted themselves into a corner yesterday with the statements they made. They were very definitive. So, you know, I'm not sure when they come out as strongly as they did whether Tim Payne will be eligible to play on the board's recommendation. Now, whether selectors, you know, want to select him or not, it's a completely different thing. But the way that the chairman spoke yesterday and the CEO, I'm not sure that they're going to let Tim Payne play just from a, you know, bringing the game into disrepute, whatever charge they think they may have labelled on him 4 years ago. They were very strong fighting words yesterday.
So do you think the majority of the Australian cricket-loving public would accept a decision if it was that we don't think that he should play?
Well, I think there's got to be an explanation either way. As you said, I think, you know, it was dealt with to a level, obviously, 4 years ago. The board now think that was completely and utterly inadequate. And I think either two or three of the board members of today were there back in 2017 and 2018 when this scandal unfolded in those early days. So, you know, there's got to be a lot of, you know, backroom discussion here from a board point of view to how they handle this, because I think it has to be handled. They can't just let the selectors pick Tim Payne and he plays. Well, guys, what would have you done in 2017 or 2018? Because 2 weeks after you've made these strong statements that you would have handled it differently and he would have been punished in a different manner, he's playing a test for Australia.
So should they have just stripped him of the captaincy themselves, or do you think they did the right thing in letting him stand down, given that they've obviously told us they were going to strip him if he didn't stand down of the captaincy?
And that's probably, they're the things we need to know. That will water down the situation to say, okay, we let Tim resign. But, you know, then comes the other question, and it's a bit of a hobby horse of mine. You know, you can't have the animals running the zoo. The players can't run the game. There still has to be a definitive body that makes those final decisions. And that body's got to be really strong, in my opinion. So I'm waiting to see the strength of Cricket Australia here, because, you know, when you look at Australian captains and our reputation over the last 4 or 5 years, and here's the third or fourth captain in my memory standing down in tearful, controversial circumstances. Now, it's all getting a bit much. You know, Pat Cummins, who the heir apparent, and I think will be appointed captain of the Test team. I mean, you know, there's a history here that Australian cricket doesn't want, and we need strong leadership on behaviour or you know, more definitive decision making to make sure that you know we right this ship, because I've never seen an office held so highly in sport, such a prestigious office, be brought into disrepute so often in recent times, which is extraordinary.
So there is a higher standard, obviously, if you're going to be the leader of our biggest international Australian team representing us, our country. There is a higher standard that you have to be held to, isn't there?
There is, and you know, one of the things, again, that stood out to me reading this material yesterday was, you know, I think in the initial interview process and discussions back in 17 and 18 when this issue was raised, you know, Tim Payne went to those discussions, I believe, with legal representation. You know, we've gone to a whole new level here now. You know, there's just no trust at any level anywhere that people are going to be upfront and tell you exactly what is going on. Now, I understand that there's a lot more money now involved, but you know, I think that even displays and shows that we need really strong leadership from our administrators in the sport. They've got to drag back control here, because you know, this Tim Payne incident, again, reading the articles attributed to it, and suddenly, you know, it's been becoming a talking point at the start of each season and before big tours. I'm thinking, wow, you know, like that distraction in itself. There's been a lot of smoke and mirrors going on for 4 years. Now, I don't think the cricket loving public deserve that. I think they deserve to know that, you know, the people that are representing the country are you know, citizens of, you know, not, we're all allowed to make mistakes, and Tim Payne's made a terrible one, but it's got to be dealt with in the right manner. And you know, I think, you know, the way it's coming out that this indiscretion was prior him being appointed captain of Australia, I have a bit of an issue with that. You know, Shane Warne, they wouldn't let him anywhere near a captaincy role because of his off-field antics. I mean, how would Shane Warne feel today?
That's a great question, Simon. You're spot on. I mean, it's a question I can't answer, and it's a question everybody is asking themselves right now. Exactly that. How did Cricket Australia, under their watch, allow it to evolve to this point? The interesting part is now, how does it evolve from here? Not just whether they pick him, but also the question now is, and this is a multi-part question to you, how weakened will the Australian team be if Tim Payne doesn't play? Who would replace him? And would it actually make us less distracted if he doesn't play, which means our on-field performance might actually be better?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I mean, Matthew Wade's, he's already there. You know, okay, they've probably marked his card to say, look, from a keeping point of view, he's not there from a test perspective. But, you know, the longer-term alternative, I think, still at the top of the pecking order is Alex Carey from South Australia. And I think he's got a bit of Adam Gilchrist about it. You know, I think we're going to get probably, you know, a 60 or 70% Adam Gilchrist again when he comes into the test team. I don't think it's too early for him to come in now. So, you know, he would be the obvious replacement in my mind, because at some stage he's got to get to that ultimate, you know, test match arena. He's been knocking on the door, and he's you know, he's performed pretty well over the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, I think he's the replacement. Does that weaken us? Well, I think probably tactically it weakened us. It's, you know, it's not easy for a bowler to be captain. And then suddenly you've got other people that are going to have a say and be advising the captain on what they're seeing. So, you know, that has to be managed pretty well within the team, from the coaches right through to the players.
So having Smith there and Warner there is going to help in that regard. There's other people around who at least help Pat Cummins be the captain that he might want to be, even when he has to concentrate on his own game at times.
Yeah, you know, in that situation, I think Pat Cummins as captain, he's only going to be as good as the players he has around him. Now, that's a pretty obvious statement. Yeah. But from a tactical point of view, I think that he is going to require, you know, some really cool heads around him that are helping him work through, you know, situations in a day's play, and just throwing in, you know, some different ideas. Like when he's halfway through a spell and trying to turn a game, he's not thinking like Tim Payne could have or Steve Smith could have or previous Australian captains that weren't fast bowlers. They're thinking, you know, four overs, five overs, an hour, hour and a half ahead. Pat Cummins in the heat of battle, he's got a hell of a lot of things going through his head as well as the captaincy. So, his lieutenants are going to be really important.
There's no way knowing that they would appoint Steve Smith, is there, that Pat Cummins will get the gig?
Well, I don't think after this, Dwayne. It'd be high risk. with the unfortunate incident for Steve Smith, now we've seen this with Tim Payne. Hmm. You go back to someone whose record, has a... he already has a charge against him. We've got to try and find this. We've got to try and find that right person. I think it's critical. I think we need a person that's in the job for a long period of time, and we get that confidence back of the people we're dealing with here, because I think that's been eroded in the last 3 or 4 years in a major way.
You've seen cricket evolve, Simon. Has it become more important for the keeper to be able to bat? I mean, I remember going back to the day, there was always this belief that the keeper... I mean, when Rod Marsh walked out to bat, it was something that, I liked watching it. I thought it was, he was very watchable as a batsman as well and could do some damage. Has it evolved to the point, since Adam Gilchrist has come about, that you kind of have to be able to bat better now than ever?
Oh, Gilchrist is one out of the bag. I don't think we're going to... Yeah. See that ever again. Brad Haddin was fantastic. Like, if Gilchrist wasn't around, Brad Haddin would probably be spoken about even in more glowing terms than he already is. And I think Alex Carey will land somewhere in the middle of that, somewhere in the middle of Adam Gilchrist and Brad Haddin, and above Rod Marsh. And Marcy was brilliant to watch play. So, I think the wicketkeeper has to be able to bat. Most well-balanced, successful test teams have a wicketkeeper that can make runs. And that's an important, pretty much an integral part.
Simon, it's going to be an interesting watch from here. Can't wait to hear SEN Cricket firing up. And who's going to be vice-captain, by the way? While I'm throwing, we know that Cummins will captain. Who's vice-captain then?
Well, I suppose it's Labuschagne, isn't it? I mean, that's... I'm assuming they're not going to have Warner and Smith. Is it Hazelwood? Now, you go through the rest of that lineup. The only other guy who's sort of probably settled in the lineup without a cross next to his name is Labuschagne.
We'll be watching, Simon, to see what happens next. It's 4 days old, this story, but it's certainly not... the dust's not going to settle on it in a hurry. Great to have you on the program. Always love having a chat to you and love listening to you as well when you're doing the cricket and the racing. So thanks again.
Good on you, Dwayne.
Simon O'Donnell, former Australian cricketer, and you can hear him on SEN Track and SEN Cricket.